This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to the Biden economy, Thanksgiving will cost you about 24% more.
Woo.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. One of your top stories, Jack Smith has ended the two of the cases versus Trump. So there is still the state case in Georgia. And also the one in New York brought by Alvin Bragg. I mean, that case, I guess, is over. The sentencing phase was supposed to take place. We'll see if anything occurs or happens there. All right, let me give you the code word so you can be in the running for Rock the Country tickets with Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. Text the word Florida to 20357 for your chance to win. This is Ocala, May 9th, 10th, two-day event. Tickets are worth about $139 a piece, and they're on sale now at rockthecountry.com. If you want a shot at winning them, though, you need to text Florida to 20357. Now, data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Good luck. Okay, so when a Hollywood schmuck tells us, you know, how to live and all that. It's in one ear and out the other. It's rather irritating. But I have to share this with you, okay? All right. Americans have a misunderstanding of the world's most pressing problems, according to this person. The reason for this, he explained at a recent event, is that they're uneducated and led astray by the mass media. Okay. Now, you know what? You could have been 1 for 2. You could have been 2 for 2. But you were 0 for 2. Listen, they're uneducated. Yeah. Oh, plenty of the Trump supporters are. If you have to look at educational levels, they're higher on the left. But that's not what he's trying to explain, is that people are uneducated, that's why there's a misunderstanding of the world's most pressing problems. Most pressing problems. Okay. The most educated people, it would seem, especially if they're voting for the left, pressing problems to them are what gender am I or right. whatever. And yeah, we should allow the mutilization of children to fix that gender thing that we mostly created.
So these are the smart people.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
And then he said they're led astray by the mass media. The mass media has led people astray.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of the Kamala Harris voters had to be paying attention to the mass media. Mass media, I mean, it wasn't mass media that alerted us to the border issues. They tried to run and hide from that issue forever. Same thing with fentanyl. Same thing with human trafficking. Used to be the lefts were like the liberals and their bleeding hearts. They'd be like, we have to help these kids. We have to help these kids. There's thousands of them. We don't know where they went. Some of them all went to the same address. Gee, could they be using these kids for something really bad? Really, Sherlock? Yeah, of course. So he's wrong again. And all this comes from a Holly weirdo who apparently doesn't know that when you're handed a gun, you check to see if it's loaded. He also doesn't know that you don't point it at another human being or anything else that you don't want to kill.
Right.
So,
all those basic rules.
So, yeah, I mean, are you uneducated? Did the mass media lead you astray? In other words, the question is, so, Alec Baldwin, why are you such a jackass and an idiot?
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, consistently, yes.
If anything, this guy should run and hide for the rest of his natural years.
Absolutely.
This guy is...
Just don't say a word.
Yes.
In public.
I mean, it just goes to show you this disconnect that... Like, he walks around, still thinks he's, like, cool Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
You're not.
You blew the head off of a completely innocent woman who was working on your set. Mm-hmm. And you're also responsible for all the firearms on the set and everything else, because you're not just an actor. You're the producer.
Right.
But he's going to tell us how to live. We're a bunch of dumb, educated idiots.
Well, it's the Kissingers of the world. Not Kissinger. Kissingers of the world who are... critical of other people, and you're like, wait a minute, dude, you need to clean your own house first.
Ken Singer, yes. Yeah, exactly right. The 66-year-old Rust actor is this year's recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Torino Film Festival in northern Italy. Do they not get newspapers there? Do they not have the internet in Torino?
Mm.
Which was my first car.
Wow. Cool car.
Yeah. Oh, I saw one the other day that clearly was redone. Mm. And when it passed me going the other way, the sound of the motor.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't stock. It was. sounded so good. Anyway,
back on.
They're going to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award. He said television news in the United States is a business. Really? They have to make money. What about NPR? Oh, let's not confuse him.
Mm-hmm.
Which his funniest bit he ever did in his entire life is actually making fun of NPR on Saturday Night Live.
True. You're right.
Remember he was wearing a sweater?
Uh-huh. I remember it.
And he was helping to make some kind of festive holiday treat.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm, like a cheese balls kind of thing.
Yeah.
That really was his funniest bit he ever did.
I totally agree.
He said television news in the United States is a business. They have to make money. There's a hole. There's a vacuum. There's a gap in information for Americans. Yeah, there's a huge gap between your ears.
Yeah.
Here's a gun. Gun to have bullets. Bullet in, bullet out. Don't point it at people's faces.
Ain't too bright.
She like to just... But he's out of it.
But he's a New York elite.
He's something, all right.
Yeah.
He said Americans are very uninformed about reality. Oh.
Wow.
Then he brings up climate change.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
He flies to Torino, Italy to accept an award while the rest of us peasants are trying to put gas in our car. Oh, and we're the evil ones who don't understand climate change.
Wow. That's... Again, the blind hypocrisy. I don't even think they realize that they're such hypocrites because they're so into themselves and that whole narcissistic mentality they live in.
Hmm. Wow. He said Baldwin believes that the film industry, one he's been part of for decades, plays a role as well. That vacuum is filled by the film industry, not just the independent film industry, not just documentaries, which are very important, but by narrative films as well, where the filmmakers and the buyers, the studios and the networks and the streamers are willing to go that way. They're willing to try it. You all have tried it. We're not buying it. We're not buying the woke baloney and all the other garbage that you're trying to sell. This election absolutely proves that. It absolutely proves that Americans have bigger concerns than this fake climate change that you've pushed on us. They have bigger concerns than that. And he does. Of course, he doesn't get it.
No.
Yeah.
Clueless.
Yep. It is amazing how... different, you know, that the folks on the left see the world. Mm-hmm. Just how completely different. But at the end of the day, your actions speak louder than words. And you were handed a gun on a movie set, and you didn't bother to check to see if it was loaded, what it was loaded with. And you were still, it was actually rehearsal. And you pulled the trigger while the barrel of the gun was pointed at a woman that you killed.
But he said he didn't pull the trigger. He would never pull the trigger, he said.
Yeah, we're the uneducated ones. Mm-hmm. If we were really educated, we'd say, yes, perhaps it was a malfunction. But there wasn't.
No.
The FBI checked that thing out almost molecule by molecule.
But he's the educated one. He knows more about guns than we do, somehow, he thinks.
Spent far too much time on that thing. That thing. Hey, you know what? There's got to be something irritating you. What's Bugging You is coming up next, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please call back. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I think we should build the wall.
Now, what's bugging you? You on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:21 right now. It is time for What's Bugging You? This is an opportunity for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's like free therapy. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right, now's your chance. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you, I heard your rant about the Hollywood thing where that girl got her head blown off with that loaded gun. But nothing really changes when it comes to the left, does it? I mean, I get on the rhinos all the time, my own people, my own party. I get on the Democrat Party all the time. I've never seen the left once get on their party by anything. And yet they're giving Trump a hard time on some of his cabinet picks that aren't guilty of half the stuff that Biden's cabinet picks were guilty of. And they're writing them. That just makes me sick to my ears, I tell you. They're hypocrites. The world's biggest hypocrites and liars, the left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their role, they feel like, is to obstruct for the next 4 years, which they will attempt to do. Mm-hmm. Because think about it. If Trump is successful and the economy really begins to flourish and good things are happening and we have a lot of peace around the world, then you've pretty much invited 4 or 8 more years.
It's going to make it a little more difficult for Kamala Harris to run in 28, isn't it?
That's exactly
right.
I mean,
she may do it still, but
especially
odds.
If things like we could get like a photo ID, you have to be a citizen of the U.S. type thing. If you get legislation like that passed, it will be over for the Democrats forever because they don't have a good platform to run on. It's very far left progressive, which is funny because the far left progressives are going, the Democrats are too milquetoast. It's like,
wow.
No, that's the only reason you get any votes for the most part. I mean, there is this margin of Democrats, but I don't think it's a majority that go along with their weird agenda. When I say weird agenda, like open borders. How is that possibly a good thing?
I mean, in no generation of Democrats before, Clinton, Obama, Biden back in the day, none of them were for open borders. None of them.
Yeah. And that's
irritating. That is irritating.
Well, yeah. It was bugging me. It was bugging me for, 3.5 years or whatever. And I just finally, I think enough Americans were paying attention. Yeah. Saying, that this just simply is not right. And they never made an attempt to try to explain why they were doing it. So it leads you to believe that you really didn't have a good reason to do it. Mm-hmm. You might have had a self-serving reason. You were hoping they were all going to turn into voters.
I just don't understand how the average Democrat can look at what's going on at the border, all of them, north, south, pick your border, and think it's okay and want to support it. And you're right. The Democrat Party has never explained. They do come out and say, we need workers. No, you don't need workers from China and the Middle East. You don't need gang members from Venezuela and Guatemala. That's not who's coming here to work for a good reason to support their family. Explain those for us, please.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, after not learning a lesson about the open borders, mm-hmm. they double down with the sanctuary city stuff.
Yes, L.A., right.
Even when the statistics don't have to be tweaked at all, they are significant and they are frightening. The amount of murders, rapists, these people that have committed serious crimes, serious felonies before they've come here, many of them committed them while they're here. Either way, that's very scary. And they know they're protecting specifically a lot of those people.
Sure.
You are protecting those that are involved in child trafficking, for instance. That's grotesque. Why would you ever do... How in the world could you ever justify that? Same ones, bringing over a fentanyl or the precursors to it or whatever that you know is killing 70 to 100,000 Americans every year, and you're protecting those people with sanctuary? See, when the American people hear that, the vast majority of them say, wow, you're right. It doesn't. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Why would they do that? It's wrong. You're absolutely correct. It is wrong. So they're protecting people that deal in fentanyl. They're protecting people that deal in human trafficking. A lot of it is kids. What happened? I mean, it used to be the Democrats, they, you know, when we call them liberals and bleeding hearts,
yeah.
they'd go crazy.
It's all about the
kids,
children.
Kids are just disappearing somewhere into, you know, into the United States, and we don't have a way to track them. Who could possibly sit here and say that's an okay thing?
But then here's the question. How do these, air quotes here, leaders, your Newsoms, your mayors of your major liberal cities, how do they keep getting elected doing these kinds of things? How has the general public been brainwashed that, oh, it's okay? I mean, are they seriously so ignorant that they don't know it goes on? Are they really, really that ignorant?
I do. I think they're ignorant. And I think that... They get their information from sources that say that, oh, Trump's going to institute this 2025 plan or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's been debunked a million times, and still it comes up. So the people believe that there's some radical plan that he wants to engage in, and it's just not true. So they use fear. They try to frighten people.
Yeah.
They call, you know, Trump a Hitler, a Nazi.
Wow.
I mean... Anything, I guess they're so desperate to hang on to what little power they have left.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all bugging me, I guess.
Yes.
All right. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right. Americans reject celebrity endorsements. We'll dig into that and a whole lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Ukraine firing U.S.-made missiles into Russia.
This administration seems to want to make sure they get World War III going.
The news that's trending.
End of January, President-elect Trump comes in, and everything will change.
The news that's now.
I'm extremely happy with my cabinet.
The news station.
We have a window of opportunity, and we've got to be ready to govern.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Another awesome day. Let's make it a great one. It is 7:34. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. One of your top stories, Jack Smith is ending the cases against Trump. There's still one pending in Georgia, and then the sentencing thing for the one in New York, you know, the Alvin Bragg thing. And, yeah, well, we'll sentence him after he's out of office. No, this will be dealt with. You'll see. Just like all these things, these dominoes are going to fall and get out of the way, as they should. And they never should have been cases to begin with. And I think most people with a real understanding understand. All right. So we got that going on. After being found guilty of manslaughter for shooting through her front door and killing her neighbor, Susan Lawrence was sentenced to 25 years in prison yesterday. You remember this case? This is where a couple of neighbors, they had issues. They had words. One, A.J. Owen, she had kids, apparently. Mm-hmm. And the other woman there, Susan Lawrence, there was just ongoing issues. The law had been called many times. All right. The defense tried to argue during the trial that lasted about a week in August that Lorenz, 60, fired at A.J. Owens out of fear for her life. Jury deliberated for just a short amount of time before deciding Lorenz's actions were not justified when she shot and killed the 35-year-old mother through her front door.
Ugh.
Yep.
Wow.
Lorenz's attorney, Assistant Public Defender Amanda Sizemore, sought a more lenient sentence, an unspecified term below the 11.5 years in prison that is the lowest for a crime under state guidelines. Sizemore said in court documents that there are several reasons to justify a downward departure, including a mental disorder that claims that Owens was the aggressor and under extreme duress during the confrontation.
You can't shoot through a locked door. Your life is not in danger at that point. They can be screaming, yelling, banging on the door. You're not going to die. So
I think for the jury, and of course, we're kind of guessing here in a way, but the jury sees a pattern of these two not getting along.
Right.
And that's the problem for her defense. Mm-hmm. Because when she's banging on the door, it probably is akin to the many times she's banged on the door before, and she never killed this woman, Lorenz.
Right.
In other words, how do you claim that
what's different this
I'm
time?
Fearful yeah. for my life, severe bodily harm could mm-hmm. come to me, but you're behind a locked door, which you'd been behind many other times,
right.
when things, words were exchanged, whatever. So that kind of sets that precedent. If all of a sudden your neighbor comes over like a raving, crazy maniac, completely out of control, for no apparent reason.
That's a little different.
Still,
yeah.
though, still through a solid locked door.
No, you can't do that. No.
Now,
if they jump their fence and they're coming after you in your backyard, that's one thing. But a locked door, no.
Yeah.
And we keep seeing people doing this kind of stupid thing. And it's like, okay, you've got a gun. Did you get any basic education on the law or rules or safe gun handling or all of the above? You just wonder.
I blame the left because, once again, like a stand your ground kind of a law, mm-hmm. the left will talk about it like you could shoot anybody anytime for almost any reason. That's the kind of language they would use.
True.
Because they didn't want a stand your ground thing to be justified. So they'd attack it in that way. Oh, there'll be blood in the streets. They'll be shooting everybody. But if you look at the law and the way it's laid out, that's not the case at all. But the problem is, you know, the majority of the media is going to do that left-leaning mm-hmm. baloney.
So people hear that.
Well, especially people who are not, let's just say, 100% mentally, you know, stable.
Yeah, not involved.
So they hear that. Anyway, after Lorenz was found guilty of manslaughter, legal experts said her failed attempt at using the stand your ground defense would certainly set the bar higher for future cases of the same nature. In this case, the defense brought in several experts as to her state of mind. That's according to Jose Rivas, and she was also taking medication. Her anxiety level, I think, just wasn't enough to convince a jury that this was clear and imminent. Shoot. Now, was the other person in this case, do you remember, Greg, armed? I don't think she was.
I've never heard that she was.
Okay. So, you know,
and again, unless she's shooting through your door, but you still can't see your target.
Well, if she's banging on your door and you can see that she has a gun,
that'd be one thing.
That would be sort one of, thing. Yeah. Still would, you know, might be difficult, but definitely on your property with a gun to say you're in fear for your life is not unreasonable.
No, and you can, if you are in your apartment or your home, you could retreat to a different room where they would not assume you're just on the other side of the door, even if they were. See, there's multiple steps you could take in this case, and she did none of the right ones.
No.
So,
now, and it's just, well, of course, it's sad because there are kids that don't have a mother now because two neighbors couldn't get along. But some people are just not, they're not rational. No. And they think, you know, you're the one with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so it continues to fester. A new poll shows a vast majority of Americans are rejecting celebrity endorsements of political candidates. Obviously, that's a blow to Democrats. They've come to rely on the Hollywood influencers and the people like Whoopi Goldberg, who, by the way, here's her recent brilliant thing that she says.
Oh, no, I can't
As
wait.
I've always said, you know, this process was handled without me because the things I was looking for, and I listen to people make fun of it. It's not about race. It's not about misogyny. Well, it is for me. It is for me because that's how you see me first. That's how I have to respond to you. I don't think this is what you're saying. I want to be really clear because you know how they like to always put us, and she was mean to her. I think what she's trying to say was the 2024 election was about race and misogyny. So if you voted for Trump, you're a racist and or a misogynist, which, of course, is absurd. But that's Whoopi Goldberg, and maybe the reason why so many celebrities don't have an ounce of credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe they're rich, and they can't really relate to the average person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Oprah's worth $3 billion. Taylor Swift's worth over $1.5 billion. Tyler Perry, $1.4 billion. Springsteen, over $1 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. And not to say that some billionaires can't connect. Donald J. Trump's
absolutely.
But see, that's the thing, though. He is the, he's the anomaly.
Yeah, he's definitely a big exception.
Yeah, and some of it might have to do with family. I think his family helps to kind of keep him connected. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Got a little bit of a cold, but that's okay. The Susan Lorenz case is very tragic. I was kind of following that, and it's sad that these people could not communicate their grievances with each other. It started over some kids playing in a field that neither one of the people owned, and it ended up in this horrific gunfight. I do agree with both of you. Don't shoot somebody through the door. That door is protection. Unless you're a Secret Service agent and you fire into a locked door and then shoot Ashley Babbitt, that's okay. But if you're a normal citizen, you go to jail. Thanks, Bob.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah.
But was she one of the police officers that was killed on J6? Wasn't there like five of them?
Only if you listen to Joe Biden.
No. Oh. So how many were there that died on that day that were police officers?
There were none.
So in other words, Ashley Babbitt was the only person who died.
Yeah.
And she was unarmed and she was shot to death.
But there was that cop that got hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. That didn't really happen.
No, later turned out that absolutely was not true.
No.
Although he didn't he have a heart attack the next day?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, stress could be related to that, but that's still not, that's not at all close to what they were saying. And it probably still are. I mean, it's just.
Oh, they don't stop it.
Yep. This next story, I don't want to go too far into the weeds. Let's just say it's an example of money moving around to donors and spending a lot of taxpayer money under the guise of, if it's green, it's good. We're going to save the planet.
Wow.
Yeah, always using someone else's money.
Yes.
Some details on that. Other headlines as well. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 7:45. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Here's an example of government promoting an agenda, and we will pay for it for years to come. This project started way back during the Obama administration. This is when the lefties were pushing real hard with the global climate change. And so there was a craze toward, let's get renewable energy sources. Yeah. Let's go. So the federal government under Obama backed what was called the Crescent Dunes Solar Energy Project with $737 million in guaranteed loans. And when you say guaranteed, that usually means guaranteed by the government. The plant was a $1 billion project. All right. So, look, you're thinking this is going to be a big solar farm, right? Oh, no. No. It's a 16-acre plant in Nevada designed to use mirrors to capture sunlight to heat molten salt in a giant tower to create energy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to heat it up, and then it would produce steam. The superheated salt would boil water, creating steam to produce power. So we're back to steam power now in our advanced technologies.
How ironic, using mirrors.
Making this endeavor even more exciting was that the salt was supposed to be able to store heat and produce electricity after sunset. So think about who was in power back then. The Senate Majority Leader was Harry Reid, a Democrat from Nevada. And he had talked for years making the Silver State the Saudi Arabia of geothermal and solar energy. Well, this certainly fit the bill, right? Now, he retired and has since passed away. Las Vegas Airport has his name on it. While he is gone, the U.S. taxpayer is still allegedly out, with sources familiar say, somewhere between $200 million and $700 million. And by today's standards, that doesn't seem like a lot of money. But remember, for every one of these programs, they're like cockroaches. Well, one was exposed. There could be 10, 12, 20 more similar projects. So, as you might have guessed, the plant went into bankruptcy in 2020 after years of failing to return any profit. But as of 2021, it was reportedly operating again somewhat under a different ownership structure per a local news story from Nevada. The story detailed some of the problems, though, with the technology. Yep. Birds were dying. Allegedly, the heat was intense, so intense that there are witnesses who said that birds had burst into flames in mid-flight.
Wow. Well, I mean, you got the whole windmill thing. That's killing, you know, multiple kinds of birds. I mean, and doesn't it seem like all these things, even like with the solar panels, when you've got these solar fields, wouldn't that be reflecting light at some point and heat and actually heating up the atmosphere? I don't know.
Well,
I'm just asking. I mean,
I couldn't see how any other thing could happen when that's what you're doing is producing massive amounts of heat.
Seems like that would mess with the climate or something.
Yeah, you would think it's possible. If other things are possible, that certainly would be, right? Hmm. Another problem, by the way, is workers hospitalized because they were exposed to nitrogen dioxide. That's the gas that was being emitted by the hot salt tank. So, anyway, overall, this should call into question the legitimacy of cash grants, guaranteed loans, and depreciation benefits, and whether American taxpayers were essentially bilked out of the cash and are now owed money. And, of course, you know, you harken back to Solyndra.
I'm just thinking about that. I'm like, man, they just don't learn, do they? They just, well, I take that back. Somebody's making money somewhere.
That's exactly right.
Before it all folds and goes under and they file for bankruptcy and all the investors lose everything they've got, the initial people, they make some money
up front. And then, like you said, they'll sell opportunities to invest in this emerging technology and blah, blah, blah. And they'll get other, you know, save the planet types that'll go, yeah, we'll help to fund that. Yeah, we'll invest in that. The rules don't change because your agenda is, in your mind, pure of heart. In other words, but we're doing something for the planet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Still, numbers don't change. It makes a profit. It doesn't make a profit.
Right. It's that math thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And look at, can you imagine? I mean, can the manufacturing companies, can they sue, say, the Biden administration for trying to mandate all these electric cars and
the
cost to those industries? Couldn't they? I mean, just theoretically, couldn't they say, hey, we want to recoup losses because you forced us, you mandated us to retool. We had to stay in business. And then we couldn't sell any of them. And now, well, there you go. You're out of office.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you wonder. Yeah. Instead of the marketplace deciding, hey, we're clamoring for an electric car. Whoever builds a good one first for cheap is going to sell a whole ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting, huh? Hey, let me give you your code word for Rock the Country tickets. Are you ready for that? Text the word Florida to 20357, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets. It's a two-day event, Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Jody Messina, Gavin Adcock, and this is Ocala, May 9th and 10th. So here's what you need to do to get on board. Text the word Florida to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. And that is going to be a fun show.
Oh, man.
And I want to go. I know that. It's oh, awesome by the way,
yeah.
If you don't win tickets, they are on sale at rockthecountry.com. Two-day tickets are $139 each. That's rockthecountry.com.
That's a great price when you think about it. What you're getting for your money? That's awesome.
By today's standards, it is a bargain, I say. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky.